Welcome to Chapter 4, where we're going to dive into the fascinating world of cell organelles and their functions. In this chapter, we'll explore why understanding these tiny structures is crucial for grasping how cells work. You see, cells are the basic units of life, and their organelles are like the different departments in a company, each with its own unique role to play. So, let's start with the cell membrane, which is found in all cells. It's like a protective layer that gives the cell its shape and regulates the movement of substances in and out. Then, there's the cell wall, which is found in plant, bacterial, and fungal cells. It provides mechanical strength and support to the cell, making it turgid in the case of plants, and protecting it against pathogens and injury in the case of bacteria and fungi. Now, let's move on to the organelles that are inside the cell. You know, it's kind of like a city, where each organelle is like a different building, with its own special function. There's the nucleus, which is like the control room, storing hereditary information and orchestrating every cellular activity. And then, there's the nucleolus, which is like a factory, manufacturing ribosomal RNA and assembling ribosomal subunits. Let's take a pause here. Can you think of why the nucleus is so important? It's basically the brain of the cell, right? Okay, moving on. We have the centrosome, which is found only in animal cells, and it plays a crucial role in cell division. And then, there are the ribosomes, which are like the translators, translating mRNA into polypeptides. Now, I want to ask you, have you ever wondered how cells transport materials from one place to another? That's where the endoplasmic reticulum comes in. It's like a transport network, shuttling lipids and secretory proteins around the cell. And then, there's the Golgi apparatus, which is like a packaging unit, wrapping products in vesicles and exporting them across the plasma membrane. You know, it's really interesting to think about how all these organelles work together, like how the mitochondria, which is like the powerhouse of the cell, generates energy for the cell, and how the lysosome, which is like a digestive bag, breaks down and recycles waste. And let's not forget the plastids, which are found only in plant cells, and are responsible for photosynthesis and storing carbohydrates. Okay, so let's summarize what we've learned so far. Each organelle has a special function, and they all work together to keep the cell alive and functioning. And, as we'll see in the next chapter, understanding how these organelles interact with each other is crucial for understanding how cells respond to their environment. But for now, let's just take a moment to appreciate the amazing complexity and beauty of the cell, and how all these tiny structures work together to create life.